Fuck. Yeah. Holy shit, balls. How the fuck have y'all been? I just got back from fucking vacation. My honeymoon's Hawaii. On the island of Kauai. No, I had a blast. Got to swim with some sea turtles for the very first time. I actually did it a couple times. My first day at the beach, at Anini Beach. Fucking, I was snorkeling around. And you have to go out far, too. Luckily, it's not super deep. For like 1,000 feet, it goes out, and it's like probably neck level on me. Some spots a little bit deeper just because, you know. But anyways, yeah, fucking sea turtles and shit. Luau, hiking, fucking kayaking. All the fun shit. But, I had a great time. I had a blast. It was fun. But on the way home last night, I was listening to a book. What book was it? I gotta find out. I can't. Okay, here we go. It's on Audible. So, let's see here. Go to my library. And the fucking book is fucking... Okay, I'll be straight up. This is my third time recording this shit because I thought it was a recording after I went to the fucking cocksucking Audible library. So now I got it up on my fucking laptop. Or my fucking laptop. A desktop instead. God damn it. Fucking god damn it. That pisses me off. I hate that shit when that happens, man. I get on a fucking roll. And then I'm fucking like, I'm like, wait, I gotta check if I'm recording. Because when you do some if you try to do certain things on my fucking phone, when you're trying to record, the recording ends and it stops. And that's what happened right when I went to the fucking library and clicked on the book. And I paused the book, but then I didn't go back to start recording. So now I'm like, fuck, because I went another 15 good minutes. God damn it. And they were good goddamn minutes, I'll tell you what. Fuck! That just fucking pisses me off. But, basically, let's move on. I'll fucking try to redo what the fuck I... like, how are you gonna redo that? That shit was, like, off the top of my head. I can't think, like, what the fuck. Anyways. The title of the book is called It Didn't Start With You. How Inherited Family Trauma Shapes Who We Are and How to End the Cycle. And basically, it's about this guy... I only read the first chapter because I listened to it last night on the flight home. And he's on his way home. Fuck. I'm on my... God damn it. The dude... Fuck. All right. There's this... fuck. Mark Wallen. Mark, just remember, Mark Wallen. He's the author. He wrote this book. Just remember that. Okay. He's 34 years old. He's going blind in his left eye because he's got this liquid. And it's leaking out of his retina, or onto his retina, and scarring his retina. You know, it's doing some nasty bullshit to his eyeball. And it's making everything become a gray blur. And eventually he goes completely blind. And then, you know, obviously he goes through some depressing shit. Because, I mean, what the fuck, you know? And then... basically, fuck, I can't remember this shit right now. Alright, too fucking stoned. Gotta take it down a notch. It's also been a week, so. I've already smoked 2 bowls. And I'm ripped. Fuck. Alright. Just fucking. Alright, I'll just read this. As a prisoner in the field of inherited family trauma, Mark Wallen has worked with individuals and groups on a therapy. You know, fuck. God damn it. I just remember, like, the first chapter. The dude, like, basically, yeah, accept pain. Right? Like, I don't want to go through that fucking bullshit again. Of, you know, talking about that shit. But you accept the pain. You accept the worst pain. Because it makes the next pain less painful. And it makes you stronger. It makes you... You just... learn to accept shit. I mean... That's why accepting traffic is so easy for me. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I mean, it's... Okay. It's not... It is easy. It is easy. To accept. It is annoying. But... I don't let it get to me. I'm just chill. You know. Anyways. Yeah. I'm just chill. But, yeah, accept pain, bro. Like, when I accepted, I don't know if I've fully accepted my dad's pain yet. You know. Of him passing. And it's been, fuck, 9 years since he's passed. You know? But, I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't know. If I knew, then I would know. I don't know, because... That's right. So, this dude, he went to a couple gurus. And his guru... Or his guru. It's not his guru. The guru he went and saw told him to go home, call your parents, go see your parents. And at first he was pissed because he thought he outgrew his parents. Because that bond that he had with his mom was broken at a young age. That, you know. So he you know, he was an adult now. He didn't need his parents anymore. So, and he never called them, you know, and never reached out to them and nothing like that. So, when he went, so, and anyways, he was pissed, and then he went to a different guru and he told him the same thing, and go home, call your parents, go see your parents. And so he finally did. And, you know, his dad thought he hated him. You know, because he never called. And I never called my dad. Because I don't know. I felt like I didn't need him either. You know, But now, I wish he was here, because I want to, dude, I still want to call my dad. I want to call my dad and talk to him. I can't. Like, that's the one thing I want to do, is just call my dad and talk to him, but I can't do that, and that shit sucks. But, I have to accept that pain of me doing that, because I'm the one, I mean, I gotta hold myself accountable for everything. Because everything I do, like, I'm in control of, you know? I'm in control of what I'm doing right now. I'm in control of my life. I'm thinking for myself. You know? But anyways... Yeah, I mean, you just gotta, I mean, dude, not just me, but I bet a lot of you guys out there have accepted some hard shit, or you haven't, you're still holding on to something. I mean, a lot of us do. We're only human, dude. Like, I've held on to shit. I'll be honest, fuck, we all have. But once you, you know, I don't know. Another thing is, I was always told taught to forgive. Very forgiving. But I do have a limit. No. I'll forgive you when the moment is right. That's what it is. Once. Because I'll always forgive someone. I'll always forgive someone. If the circumstances meet the criteria. Or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Because I have a certain... I don't know. I just... I've seen some bad shit. So I kind of have... a better sense of what good feels like. I feel like. I don't know. Just... I don't know. Anyways, I got a lot more things I gotta do. I'm really fucking stoned. And, oh shit. I gotta do a smoke sesh with you guys before I leave. So, man, I got a lot of shit to do. I'm gonna load this bowl for you guys on the acceptance of pain. The worst kind of pain that you've endured. Just accept it. Know it. Learn from it. I don't know. Makes you stronger, I feel. Because the next pain is the less pain. But there's always going to be a worse pain. Love you, fucker.